The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
It's always a pleasure when Otto's here because he gives our guest a grilling.
I'm looking forward.
And our first guest this morning is Susan Antonellis. And Susan is the Director of Audiology at the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck. And the one thing that is so significant about Susan being here today is hearing is such an issue in seniors, and it's an issue that unfortunately many don't want to bring up, but you keep getting, why'd you say,
Talk louder.
Oh, and or they don't do that, and then they miss out on something, or they make a choice. I did a program yesterday. They make a choice just because I'm going to say, yes, that's fine. I didn't hear you, so why am I saying fine? Susan, thank you so much for being here, but what I always like to do is ask the person how you got involved. How you got involved in Milneck Center, how you got involved in audiology in general.
Sure. The truth is I didn't start out wanting to get involved in hearing.
Okay, let's get another guest.
I originally started out as a psychology major.
Okay.
But took a communications course and realized that psychology was not my way to go. But the truth is that I use so much psychology, what I did learn in psychology with working with people with hearing loss, because it involves so much, it impacts them psychologically so much and socially. So I do use my psychology background in my audiology profession. What happened is I got involved in communications, and I've realized that I really like that better. And I said, I don't know, the psychology stuff, I'm going to give it up, and I'm going to try something else. And I took an audiology course, and I really loved it, and that's how I got into audiology. I worked in academia for 25 years.
Okay, wow.
So I worked at a university. I won't say which one because it wasn't here.
Okay.
And I enjoyed supervising students. I supervised and trained audiology students for all of those years, hundreds. In fact, when I go out on the van, many of them come by and they go, oh, Dr. A. And I say, hi. And I go, boy, I'm getting old. So that's how I originally got in the field. What's happened, though, I have really pushed myself towards the rehabilitation side of audiology. I realized that the hearing aid, and I'm sure Otto will back me up on this, the hearing aid is not the end of it all. It doesn't end there. It's more than just the hearing aid. The hearing aid, fitting them with the hearing aid is not it. It's counseling. It's rehabilitation. It's training the brain to listen again differently. And that's what we need to do and with people is counsel them more. It's not just that instrument, and that's very important. And that's what I think we need to get out there to people. And if anybody has read recent papers, they know that we hear with the brain, not with our ears.
You know, I agree 1,000%. We didn't practice this before the show. And
I'll come back in a half hour.
You know, to me, well, to me, hearing aids are, it's important to have patience, first of all, if you're going to get hearing aids, which you should if you can't hear, because why not? That's where the psychology comes in. Why people don't want to do it, I have no idea. But the point is, what you point out is very valid. Hearing aids, to me, are made up of hardware. Like, do they fit properly? And if they don't fit properly, I've had the experience, it's my third set of hearing aids, and I've had the experience where if you don't have a proper fit, when you walk, the sound comes in and out. If you chew, the sound comes in and out. All of the negatives that occur if you don't have a proper fit. So the hardware and the fit, and every ear is different. I'm doing your job right now.
I know. I'm going to interrupt you soon.
every
okay, Susan, set of why'd you come over here and be host? Yeah.
Every set of ears is different.
Yes.
And, you know, so then you have, okay, that's that part of it. Then you have what I'll call the operating system within the hearing aid. What makes the hearing aid tick? right? And then you have the application. What do I need? Like, I'm doing what I do, so it's important for me to be able to hear maybe a little better than somebody else, or maybe I like music or whatever my needs are. And then finally, what you said is the part that I have the biggest problem with, is maybe I need rehabilitation, because you hear the sounds a lot of times, but you need help in deciphering it. It's almost like you need a decipherer to interpret what you heard. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what you said. Your brain needs to be retrained.
Right. And just to go back a little bit, okay, is when we talked about how I got into audiology and I talked a little bit about academia, I really didn't talk about how I got to Center for Hearing Health. When I decided after 25 years it was time to make a change, I then came to Center for Hearing Health and they had a vision there about building their center that is on the campus of the School for the Deaf, but we serve the community. And one of the things that we really practice there is that we want to give our patients priority care, but we want to make sure that they have important care and follow-up care, and not just that we're selling them an instrument.
Right.
Okay. And that's not our goal. Our goal is not to make that profit and sell them the instrument. Our goal is to give them complete care. All right, a whole rehabilitation program. And that's what we try to do there. And that's what's important. The van that we have is to reach out to the community, because as you have said, Otto, and you have said already, there are millions of people in the United States with hearing loss that have not been treated or have taken care of it. And the longer these people go untreated, there is more increase of the rapid decline in their brain, because we know that we do hear with that brain. So we need to reach out to these people and get them to do something about it. Now, what you were saying about the hearing aid itself and the rehabilitation, that's why it's so important for people to be sure that they get a proper fit. And the reason why some people are so unhappy is because, first, number one, their expectations are high. And if they weren't counseled properly, then they're going to think they're going to get more. These people that are fitted with hearing aids, like yourself, Otto, you're never going to hear like when you were 16. I hate to disappoint you.
No, I know that.
Right? Okay. And that's the truth. And if we tell them that they are, they're not going to love that hearing aid.
Right.
And they're never going to be happy with it.
I was with a client, not with a client. I was talking to a client just a day or two ago, 87 years old. And he just got hearing aids because he needs them. And there must be a return policy if they don't.
There is a 45-day. That's New York State law.
Oh, okay. He's taking them back. I said, why? They're really not doing it. That's too much this. Too, I can't. I go to Starbucks. I really can't hear. I said, then you need a different kind.
Don't just return them.
Because I know when I'm talking to him on the phone, it's, what? And he's answering a question that he didn't ask. Obviously, he thought I asked, you know, something mm-hmm. different. It's like, you know.
That's why, in my opinion, you need to go to a reliable patient audiologist who will stick with this thing. And then on the flip side of it, somebody like this man has to understand that this is not a one-shot deal. You don't just take it out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you hear all these horror stories about people putting the hearing aids in a drawer and doing nothing with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they were misled in the first place to think that this is just going to work just like that. Doesn't happen.
Well, I tell people when they come to me, I say, if you're going to put this in your drawer or you're going to leave it in your pocketbook, return it to me. Because I don't want anybody to say they got the hearing aid from me and that's where it is.
Right.
And I also remind them that you can't hear from the pocketbook.
Well, I think the interesting thing is, in reference, like the brief conversation I just said, brief situation, your background in psychology. Because, you know, you're an audiologist. I could be the best audiologist in the world. And it doesn't have to be a caring person. Put them in, goodbye. Mm-hmm. And I don't even have to have any, you know, personal skills. You need somebody who's going to talk through the person and say, this is what it's for. I mean, you know, someone like Otto, even, who's not an audiologist but understands it, who mm-hmm. knows what you're looking for.
But I know that because of all the experience that I've had.
Right.
You
That's
know,
true.
I started out with what they called starter hearing aids,
okay.
which are the kind to protect your vanity, where you just put it in your ear without it going behind the ear.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds great, but the problem with that is when you chew, the sound goes in and out.
In your ear? You're chewing?
Yeah, when you, with some people, with the fit.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
okay.
It depends on the fit.
Right,
if the fit is wrong and you chew, that's what happens. Or you walk and you pound on the ground, your sound comes in and out. Okay. That's annoying. So what happens? Okay, I say I'm not going to follow up. I put them in a drawer and that's the end of it. That's wrong. That's not what happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like I have a remote control with my hearing aid. It's Bluetooth. And in certain situations, they have different settings. And this is supposed to change, which it does for the most part, based on what surroundings are. But then there are times we have to boost it a little bit. You have to help it along. Too crowded in the car, road noise. You know, it all depends on your needs.
So you go up and down, the volume. You can go up and down.
I can go up and down. I can back. I can knock the background out altogether if I choose to.
So that's good because Otto has, that's called an accessory. And I think many times...
An accessory to a hearing
aid. An accessory to the hearing aid.
Oh, okay, okay.
And there are also assistive listening devices like TV ears. There are many other devices that are that we could utilize for people, but a lot of people don't utilize those things. There are other things besides just the hearing aid, and that's what I meant before when I said it doesn't end at the hearing aid.
There are
many apps. I don't know if you have an iPhone.
I have a smartphone.
Okay, so you do have have a smartphone.
Right.
There are many apps that are now, many hearing aids can be controlled on the smartphone. There are apps on the smartphone that many people can utilize to help them with their listening skills. And there are so many things that can be used beside the hearing aid, in addition to. And a lot of people are not educated about those things. There are things on the computer. There are computer programs that improve your listening skills so that you keep your brain sharp.
Right.
And that's very important.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people who are seniors who can't hear. And I'm a pain about it because, you're really missing out on such a big thing in life. You know, you sit in a room and you're looking at people and you're shaking your head and you have no idea what they're talking
Absolutely.
About. All right. And what reason? Just because maybe you're vain or if you go for glasses, you don't think anything of it. You don't need a psychologist to get glasses. All right. For a hearing aid, for some reason, I think part of the problem is that hearing loss happens gradually, and you don't realize what you don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time I put them on, I forgot that there were birds on a golf course. You know, I couldn't hear the birds.
Wow.
But when I had the hearing aid on the golf course, all of a sudden I could hear birds.
And your first toilet flush is like Niagara Falls.
Like I was Niagara Falls.
I love this woman.
No, but it's true, though. When you put the water on, if I have these out, and I put the water on it, I don't even think the water's running.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's extreme, I'm like, all of a sudden, I think I'm hearing like Superman. But the bottom line is everybody else hears
that way.
I don't, you know.
But you know what, Otto? Normal hearing people hear those things. But when you lose your hearing, you don't notice it anymore.
No.
But then all of a sudden, you're reintroducing yourself to the things that you've lost.
To life.
Life. And hearing is the only sense that we have that's truly mechanical. And also, hearing loss is invisible. People don't notice that you have a hearing loss. It's an invisible handicap.
Right. But what do you mean by mechanical?
Mechanical. There's no chemicals involved with a hearing loss, with the hearing mechanism. There's no chemicals. With the eyesight, we have the blood and the things involved. With hearing, not hearing loss, I meant to say, with listening and hearing, it's all mechanical.
It's strictly
mechanical hearing. There are no chemicals involved. With taste, there's chemicals. With eyesight, there's chemicals. There's no chemicals involved. Hearing is strictly mechanical. So that's another issue.
You didn't pay attention.
Strictly
to that.
Mechanical.
But
hearing.
Can we go into break? Yeah, because this way before we start another question, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with you.